we're talking about a city hall without the context. There are a number of projects potentially about to happen downtown, including the potential to reclaim the North Park block and to do something without having a butterfly garage there in the way of our downtown market. We're talking about the need for a new county courthouse or a remodeled county courthouse, whether it belongs where it is or and is remodeled, or whether it's moved over to High Street as a part of the City Hall project. That plus trying to activate 8th Avenue and return to the river. I don't think the planning going on is taking the City Hall project as a part of a whole set of things that could help to make our downtown.
And you have some definite ideas as to where the City Hall should be located, and it's not, I gather, in the current site.
No, that's not my favorite site. It's about 10 years ago. We went through a City Hall planning project, and the first choice was the recovered North Park block where the Butterfly Garage is. And the second choice was the present City Hall site. The Butterfly lot is the parking structure that fills what used to be our North Park block. It's where we now have our Saturday market and our farmers market, but they can't really expand out into that tilted parking space.
What do you say to those who, like Councilwoman Betty Taylor, continue to favor a retrofit of the existing Eugene City Hall?
The existing building was for a 1960s building, and when we had all of our services on one block, I think it served its purpose and was exciting for the city at the time. Its shelf life has expired, but not necessarily the uses that are possible for that building. I think we have a second life still possible in the old building. You put in better windows, you insulate it, you spend the $800,000 to fix the earthquake problems that it has, and you don't spend $1 million to tear it down and another $1 million to build a surface parking lot. And I think you have an income producer and a building that has still some potential, you know, to be leased out to someone to offset some of the expenses of the city.
You're not seeing that building continuing as a city hall, but you're seeing it has a potential for continuing as a building for other uses.
That's right. The city hall would face out into the recovered park block square. And when you combine that with the farmers market, you have, I think, what is really an exciting civic center where the markets and city hall, the council chambers, Harris Hall, a remodeled courthouse, actually make something significant together for the city. If you build the project they're doing, you have this little building sitting along 8th Avenue with a fairly blank site, hoping someday to build a courthouse, and mostly just parking for the next 5 years at the best. And it's not a very exciting idea to me. It's just second class. It's not what someplace like Portland would do.
The new city hall, what should it contain?
The services that we had come to expect to be in City Hall have been distributed around town. And there are some who say that that's really not proper. I personally think that that's allowed us to revive downtown. And if you're going to use that little building on 8th Avenue to stimulate excitement on the way to the river, it's not going to happen. If we built a new city hall, it's going to symbolize our community. It ought not to be like a little 7-Eleven along 8th Avenue. So if you take my advice, which of course people always do, a four-story building there would be enough for perhaps some sharing with some of the county needs right now. Let the county use it for a few years until they get their space. So I think there's a deal that actually saw the advantages of a really great site as opposed to something along 8th Avenue. So to rush, tear down City Hall, build a little building, try to get the county to make up their mind about what their plans are immediately so they know where they want to trade, none of that really makes sense to me. When we've built our major buildings like the Holt Center and the library and things, those are major public decisions. And we've gone through it a couple times. Sometimes we're not really successful the first time, but they've usually resulted in good community conversation and finally the kind of buy-in that makes it a real public project. Take a pause, examine some of the possibilities a little more thoroughly. Don't waste the opportunity to parlay some of these pieces together to make a greater project out of it. Every 50 years, we build something special downtown like this. And with it, all these various projects sort of maturing together, that we'd make a real mistake if we didn't stop and say, how can we make something really special when we put them all together?